We just about made a lovely connection with the winners of Wandsworth Youth Makes Music, young musician, to swap with the winners of the Bolshoi Theatre in Moscow. And they were supposed to go this summer to Moscow, and that was cancelled now. Well, what can you say? Hopefully it'll finish soon, hopefully. I mean, they have to realize it's futile. I just want to tell you, we are a community organization made of volunteers. The main service is the parent forum every Monday. So it's a weekly parent forum, very consistent for the last 15 years, where we help parents with their problems, solve their problems, especially single mums, because they don't have a partner, they don't have any family, if they're from abroad, they don't even have a family support. So we help them so far with employability, we help them become entrepreneurs so they can work from home. And because the children didn't have any grandparents in the country, even British people, because they're somewhere in Oxfordshire, Stratford, you know, elsewhere, other people from abroad as well didn't ever see their grandparents. So we bonded our mothers and children with the lodges where elderly live. So to have events with three generations. So we cooked for them as mothers, for the young ones and the old ones, as glue. Children became really bonded with these elderly who didn't even have any grandchildren of their own, or their families were somewhere abroad in like Spain and New Zealand, so they never saw them either. Hi, the Pika, sit, join us.
Yeah, I'll be just back in a minute. I'm just going to get someone from the car.
Oh, okay. Cool. I formed the organization in 2007 because of my own problems, you know, being from abroad, didn't have any family support here. Three children, one with a disability, only have one husband who was also a fourth Teletubby, so I had to take care of him and the three children. Well, maybe that would have helped, I don't know, because this one was like a fourth child. That's true, yes, I didn't think of that. Having said that, it was quite difficult, but once I've solved their problems and my problems, I could help other people with similar situations. And then obviously these ideas came through other people, through other mums, like this one who wanted to get self-employed. She had very good media skills, filming, taking photographs. She started working for short videos for the Wanted Council. Now she's raking the money in. So she gets 10,000 for 10 videos, just of like 5 minutes. So that was a very good solution. Yeah. The other one started her own charity with our help, and now she's on the cover page of Wandsworth Chamber of Commerce magazine as the best business entrepreneur. Now that you can work remotely, it's really helped. Because we had a situation that, you know, everybody with children wants to work a dinner lady's job, you know, from 10 to 2. And in one of the schools, there was a vacancy for a dinner lady. 600 mothers applied. 600. There was not a job on this planet that had 600 applicants for such a simple job as well. But it's all because of the flexible hours. And you don't have to work during holidays. You work from 10 till 2. And, these are mums who... Well, you know, they get support with the food. You see the food under the window, so they get some free food. And then the children can socialize. There's a room at the back where they can, you know, just run around, play football, get some energy out. You know, if they live in a small high-rise block, in a small flat without a balcony even and no garden. So here they can run around, meet other parents. It's all about single mum's problems. Delivering food to these elderly who became our family at the end, these elderly in these lodges, because children bonded with them. My children are already a bit older, they were already 10, 11 and 12. They came with me, and one of the elderly people in the lodge was a champion in darts in her youth. And they bonded with her because she taught them how to play darts. And they had a dartboard there and said, oh, when have you seen Carol again? It was there another grandmother. Because they could see their grandmother back home only once a year. So they, you know, always went to play darts with Carol. And she became our surrogate grandma. And then obviously everybody else's grandmothers were chosen by children. And they like just like colouring in, not even talking. The others like chatting. The others like, you know, cutting out, making art. Some like the cooking. Some like, you know, they found these things that they... Are you okay, Bob? Anyway, so we delivered food to them throughout pandemic.
And we
still deliver. Actually, pandemic done us good because it propelled us in the front line because we were the only organization doing things, daring to do things with all the funding. They said we have money but no one to give it to because nobody dares do anything. So free food is always welcome. Oh, and another thing about food, because we have moms from all around the world, they have amazing cuisines. From Philippines, Indonesia, Spain, Italy, you know, Brazil, just incredible dishes, and you know, Ethiopia, national dish, Doro, what? I would have never tried it in my life, but it's so delicious. And but then elderly as well, you know, who are all mainly British people who don't like really foreign cuisines because they're brought up on fish and chips. They actually learned for the first time as well about couscous. And what is that? You know, oh, it actually tastes nice. So it opened their, perimeter. And then we've done art class with them, 8 to 88, and we had an exhibition and took them to the gallery to see their own work. It was so amazing to see these talents. And they loved seeing their own art exhibited, plus some of them have never been to a gallery. Thank you, Bob. And then we took them to the theatre as well, we took them to a picnic in the park, we've done a barbecue with them in the garden, and then we asked them, you know, what else would you like to do? And guess what they said? You want to go to the pub. I said, okay, we're just going to the pub. Because all these solutions inevitably come down to socialising and having food and chat. Because if you're a single mother, you're stuck with the child just watching probably children programs. You have no adult to talk to. So once you come here and then you talk to about any other problem you might have which you can't talk to your child about or anyone else. He's working, yes, but that's about it. He was in Bosnian War and he's, I think he's got PTSD, but he doesn't want to admit. So he's, because he suffers in his own way. Yes, so that's why I have to take care of him. I mean, I joke when I say fourth Teletubby. He was a soldier in front line, you know. He's a hero, but with real life stuff. I mean, I don't know if you're aware of the genocide in Srebrenica where the white helmets from Holland just observed the situation. They were not shot at or shooting at everyone. They had PTSD just by watching what happened. So, I mean, can you imagine how worse it is if you're involved? Yes, exactly. So, it's also another thing. No, nothing wrong with me. Oh, nothing. It's fine. I'm fine. I'm okay. So you can't really help him even. So just serve him my dishes. Decaying food makes it better. And yes, I have to make his mother's recipes, which makes him happy. Yes, exactly. I mean, my children's best chef in the world, but I'm his worst chef because it's not like his mum. Yes, exactly. It is. Do you like your mum's cooking? Of course you do. And anybody else can compare, yes, exactly. Well, there you go. You've got material for your picture. They do need help. Yes, I can't say much. So switch this off, I'll tell you what the problem is. Anyway, right.